Good morning, everybody. Thank you all for coming here again today to our MDS Foundation New Hampshire Patient Forum. My name is Susan Hogan. I'm operating director of the foundation, and we also have Deborah Murray, our patient coordinator. You may have spoken to Deborah, helping out today. In case you're not familiar with the foundation, I spoke to some of you already, but we have a little office in Yardville, New Jersey, but our reach is worldwide. We have centers of excellence throughout the world, South Africa, everywhere. We have many, many interested MDS Centers of Excellence physicians. We've been in business for the past 22 years dedicated to the study of the myelodysplastic syndromes, and we offer three things. We offer support for patients with MDS. We offer research opportunities for healthcare professionals and education for healthcare professionals. We have international symposiums every other year, and we participate at ASH. So we try to keep the three levels going, and it has worked well. We have a great agenda. You have a copy of the agenda in store today, and I wanted to thank Dr. Mann and all his colleagues from the Norris Cotton Cancer Center for agreeing to come and present to us today. If you have any questions about the foundation, I'll be around throughout the day. We'll try to keep on schedule. We have lunch coming in. Feel free to your questions ready, they'll be answered. And I also wanted to thank our supporters, Baxalta, Celgene, and Novartis. Without them, they have continued patient advocacy interest, and they make days like this possible. So thank you again, and I'll now turn the program over to Dr. Mann.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank Sue and Deborah from traveling up from New Jersey, and I'd like to thank them for sponsoring this. I have a number of thank yous to begin with, and I always worry when I do that I'm going to miss someone, but the first group is the MDS Foundation, and my patients in the audience have heard about this. This is a really great organization, very patient-oriented. Take their information, go on their website. Everything's for free. It's very, very helpful, so thank you. And I also want to thank Joe, who's in the audience, because we're involved with the MDS Foundation because of one of our patients. So Joe, and Joe will be on the panel later. I'd like to thank all of you for attending. We know it's a Saturday. It's warm weather outside. You could be doing something else. So we'd like to thank you. And we'd like to thank the panel members also. We've had some changes at the last minute, and some individuals have agreed to come all the way from Maine to participate in the panel. So we'd like to thank you for that. I'd like to thank the staff, because when we first started talking to the MDS Foundation, a number of nurses, nurse practitioners, staff, physicians wanted to participate, and that was fantastic. So you're going to see a lot of the staff here today taking time off to be with you, volunteering. So I'd like to thank them and for coordinating all this, because something like this isn't done by one person. It's the staff that does that, so I'd like to thank them. A few housekeeping issues. Within your packet, you have index cards. If you have any questions at all, just write them down. I'm happy we'll come through and we'll take them, or just raise your hand and we'll grab them from you. This is being audio taped, so there are a number of microphones and we will repeat the questions. And then keep in mind that this whole day was designed around you. We wanted to provide you with information we thought you would need to know. So the lectures are designed that way. There's plenty of time for Q&A. If there's something you don't know, ask us. If you would rather ask privately, the doctors and nurses will be hanging around afterwards also, so feel free. Okay. So with that in mind, what I'd like to do is introduce our first lecturer. And the way I should mention just the agenda, and this is also in the packet, and we're going to stay pretty close to this. We're going to talk a little bit just for the first hour on two topics. First topic will be what you need to know about MDS by Dr. Lowry, and the second one will be treatment options for MDS. We will then have about 45 minutes to an hour, and there's some leeway here, so if you have a number of questions, et cetera, we can go over the time span, but ask the experts, and there'll be the physicians involved, any questions at all that you might have. Lunch will be provided, and then right after lunch, or maybe even during lunch, we'll have the patient and the caregiver panel. So the patient and the caregiver will be there, so if you have questions for either. We'll also have myself and a nurse, Lynn Root, will be involved with the panel. So the first lecturer today is Dr. Lowry. So I have the pleasure of working with Dr. Christopher Lowry. He did his specialty training at the National Institute of Health. His career is focused on laboratory research on red blood cell development, so he has a special expertise in that area. He's currently a professor of medicine and pharmacology, and he's the chief of the section of hematology and also a bone marrow transplant physician. So Chris will be talking a little bit about understanding MDS, what you need to know about MDS. So Chris?